What's up, guys? Welcome to a TNA Minute. This is Anthony Sarlo, and we're going to get ready to begin. First of all, I just want to apologize for not being here last week. I was up in New York doing some stuff, and next week I have a wedding in the Motor City, so I probably won't be on here again, but that's all right because I get to talk about the best Impact of all time. But before we get into that, I just want to go back a couple weeks. And I want to go back to the Impact before Hardcore Justice. It was a disgrace, especially starting from the beginning. We had that women's match, tag team match, with the Beautiful People versus Sarita and Hamada, I believe. No, it was Taylor Wilde and Hamada. DC Von Erich looked so bad and ruined the match, hands down, destroyed the match. And Goldust said that she doesn't have a lick of talent. And Goldust is absolutely right. And I'm glad he said that because she really ruined the show. And this is going to be a common theme through this audio. If you're new to wrestling, one of the things you'll notice is that you usually get pumped or deflated based on the first match. The first match sets the tone for the rest of the show. When you saw that match, it really made it terrible. It just made you not want to watch it. And I had my brother watch wrestling, who used to be a big fan back in the 90s Attitude Era, huge Rock fan. To this day, he said if The Rock comes back, he'll watch wrestling. But I had him watch this Impact. And after that match, he basically just started ripping on me for watching wrestling still. And thank God that the Motor City Machine Guns and Beer Money got to wrestle, and TNA was able to redeem himself, at least to my brother's eyes, because once he saw that match, he completely understood how ridiculously good the new male talent is in wrestling. And there is good female talent, but it just didn't come across on that particular Impact. And that was the one with the cage match between Beer Money and Motor City Machine Gun, actually the Ultimate X match. And it was just a sick match. They've had, hands down, the best series in wrestling that I've ever seen. And we'll get into that in a few, because I'm going to go through the whole effing show in a few minutes. But first, I want to stop and go right into Hardcore Justice. I bought Hardcore Justice because if you've listened to my audios before, you know I'm a huge ECW fan. I watched it when I was a kid. I used to go to the shows when I was a kid because I used to live in New York in Long Island, and we would be able to get to the shows once in a while, and it was like my favorite thing ever. And buying this pay-per-view, I was really apprehensive about it, and the reason was because I didn't want to throw away $35. You guys know I just bought a house. Money's getting kind of tight. And to buy a pay-per-view for something I don't, for a company that's really non-existent and doesn't really move the story forward, I don't know. It was very difficult for me. And then the day of, we found out that Jerry Lynn wasn't wrestling, but we heard that Sabu was taking over in the spot, most likely. Or at least that's what most of us thought, I feel. Once they said Jerry Lynn was out and I knew Sabu was coming, I figured he was going to be in the main event one way or the other. So that pretty much made me decide. Now, once again, that opening match, it was the FBI against Kid Cash, and I can't remember who the other two guys are. Simon Diamond and Simon Diamond's partner, whoever that was, who was still in good shape, actually. The other guys, not looking too good. It broke off into one of those joke matches. Where they have, like, the dance-off. And this, that, the other thing, and it was really terrible. The first match was really terrible. And the reason why I say that is because if you've ever watched ECW, or even watched the ECW reunion tours that they've had, they've done that countless times, and it didn't look good this time. It looked terrible. Tracy Smothers, God bless him, but I mean the guy could barely even do the dance move. Like it was ridiculous. Everything was off in the timing. It didn't look good, that opening bout. Luckily, The rest of the matches were great. Justin Credible's match was great. Two Cold Scorpio's match was great. The three-way with Rhino was good. The Raven-Tommy Dreamer match was extremely violent, but still it was great. And it was great that they still ended it with Tommy Dreamer losing. That was fantastic. The Sabu-RVD match was great. And Bill Alfonso's role in that match was phenomenal. I've never seen that before. It was absolutely hysterical, and it made the match that much more enjoyable. And if you didn't see it, basically Alfonso came out there, and if you don't know who he is, he was a manager for RVD, he was a manager for Sabu, for Taz, he was a manager for pretty much every big name in TNA and ECW. And he said he was going to manage both of them. So the whole match, he's going back and forth managing them. But he's being completely down the middle about it. And it was just, I've never seen that before. And it was great. It was great to see something like that. Also in the pay-per-view, they had TNA guys talking about what ECW meant to them, what they thought about it. And a lot of people were wondering going into this show, why would ECW or the people from ECW want to do this again? Aren't they just, you know, rehashing something that really can't be rehashed? They already did this with WWE. They already did this with the Hardcore Revolution Tour, yada, yada, yada. Well, I think this was the show that they were really looking for. RVD was injured that first one, and throughout that first show, ECW One Night Stand by WWF, or WWE, or whatever they were at the time, I think E, they constantly pushed their guys still. And the whole point of that show was it was a one-night thing for the ECW guys, almost like a farewell. And they didn't really get that because they had JBL talking for a half an hour. They had Stone Cold Steve Austin come out and kind of take the reins at the end. And they didn't really get that tribute to ECW that I think they were really looking for. With this show, they got it. So hopefully, in another 10 years, they won't have to do this again. I'm not saying that in a bad way. I don't think what they did was bad. I think it was good that they had the show. I thought it was relatively good, except for that opening match. But what I do think is that they shouldn't have another one of these. That should really be the last one. The last hardcore reunion that's taking over a company. As I've said a couple weeks ago, TNA should use EV 2.0 to have their own shows. Make money off of that. Have house shows, send them around the country. They would make money. It would definitely draw money. They'd be promoted more. They could have commercial spots on TNA. The way I see it, it's a win-win. Those guys still want to wrestle. They still want to make money, but they really can't. They really can't, you know. And I think this would be an easy way to help them do that. All right. Well, now that that's over, let's get into this week's Impact. If you did not see this week's Impact, sucks to be you. I don't know what else to say. You missed the best Impact that I've ever seen. I have not read any reviews on the Impact. I just watched it, and I'm based on my personal opinion, it's the best Impact I've seen maybe ever. The matches were phenomenal. It was taped as a pay-per-view. Each match was better than the next. It just kept getting better and better. And I'll go through the card really quickly. We had, first started off, AJ Styles versus Kurt Angle. Great opening contest. Got the tempo flowing, moving fast. AJ Styles lost at the end, which, surprise, surprise, everybody knew that was going to happen because Kurt Angle is going to, quote-unquote, retire if he loses his match. I don't think this is a good angle. It's overdone. And once again, the Impact 2 weeks ago, Angle, they were talking about that. My brother was saying, why do they always do a retirement angle? I haven't seen wrestling in 3 years. They're still doing all this retirement stuff. It's so, they might as well just have a spaceship angle every week. and just say that there's spacemen coming around to take people. Because it's just as silly. Like, we know that it's not going to happen. We know that they're not going to retire. So they might as well just change it and do something different. But